It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning to you. Happy Wonderific Wednesday. It's October the 20th already. Yes, I'm Larry Tuneforce, and this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. Let me give you just a little bit of sports action from, tonight we have the Phoenix Suns taking on the Denver Nuggets. It's a preseason opener. Yeah, not preseason, it's the season opening game. 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow on our sports station, we're going to do the amateur hour in the morning at 9 o'clock. And then later on at 5 o'clock, the Denver Broncos take on the Cleveland Browns. Both those, all that action right there can be heard on our sports station, KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5. And then Friday night, the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights take on the Deer Valley Skyhawks. That's a 7 o'clock game, and that will be on KNTR 980 AM, and then also you can stream that on KNTR Sports, and you can listen to that Friday night. We also have the Suns and the Lakers. Yeah, that's a 7 o'clock game, so enjoy. And let's tell you, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They partner with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. I get it in February. Oh, excuse me. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. And remember, TWN Communications customers save money compared to anybody else. Resistar Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and they also do protection dog training. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by the end of Air Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage. This is a guy with all the money. Yes, sir. If you're looking to refi your home because you want to go from like a 4.8 to a 2.8, well, this is a good place to do it. Write down this number, 288-2691, 928-288-2691, and give him a call. Ask for Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO. Someone else is going to answer the phone. Just say, Chad's expecting my call. And they'll put you right through to Chad. And then you say to him, hey, I want to come in, make an appointment. I want to take out a loan for $300,000. I want to refi my house. I want to put a pool in. Then he says, come on down. And you go in, you fill out a couple pieces of paper. And you look up and he's not at his desk. He's gone. Well, he went down to the vault to get your money. The vault down below is as big as Dot Foods. That's how big it is, underground. Don't tell the planning and zoning department. But that's how big it is, and every shelf is full of money. So if you look at, when you drive by Dot Foods, or if you've ever been in there, you just clone that and put it underneath the ground and take all the food off the shelves and put money on the shelves. That's how much money he's got. And he gets your 300 grand, he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. Just like that. That's how simple it is. Well, almost. Call him up, 288-2691. He is the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. And enjoy a hot breakfast. Enjoy an awesome lunch and a mouth-watering dinner. And then breakfast, lunch, and dinner are available all day long. And don't forget the bakery. Yeah, you can take home some chocolate chip cookies or a muffin or a piece of pie or the whole pie start at $9.99. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to give away a $25 gift card to Perkins and also about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Laughlin Ranch is kicking off its fall season of savings with an annual pass, a Sundowner golf passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. And they do want to, you do have to show that that's who you are. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number four golf course in Arizona, right here in Bullhead City in Mojave County. Yeah. Find out why. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. And remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. All right, we're back in the studio here. It's about 12 past the hour. And Mr. Cole Young, the superintendent of the Mojave Valley Elementary School District, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
You're into year number two.
Year 15 month, I think, is kind of where.
Boy, are you counting them or what?
Yeah, well, you know, that first year kind of a mulligan if we're talking golf.
Yeah, because it was COVID and, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Walking into, as a brand new superintendent from out of the area to a new area, I was telling you earlier, my first acquaintance, health department.
Trying to figure out,
you know, not teachers, not kids.
Yeah, it was right. Health department.
Walk in on July 1 and, yeah, I'm in communication with the health department. So last year, mulligan. So really 3 months into my real first year.
Okay, and everybody's in school.
Everyone's in school.
But you do have an online option.
We do.
Last year.
Yeah,
why don't you talk about it?
You bet.
It's kind of interesting.
So Mojave Valley Connections Academy is a free opportunity, free tuition for any parent that's feeling uncomfortable about sending their kids to school, or they just like that home. Their child does better at home. We have online curriculum support. We have our own teachers that are running that. So the backbone is you're not just put on a platform and then let go. You actually have a teacher that you check in with office hours. They make sure that you're okay. So we're really excited about that. This is that first year. Right now we got about 45 kids that are attending, and the nice thing about it is you can transition between our schools. If you want to go brick and mortar, we can move you right back into that when you feel comfortable, or move you out.
Okay.
And if you're on the online piece, if you want to participate maybe in a club or sports or something of that nature, you have access to the amenities of the district. So we're a little different than the rest of the online platforms.
That's very unique.
Absolutely. We hope so.
You created this.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had to apply for it through the state. Then we had a 4-hour defense of making sure that we were going to take care of the kids, and the State Department came through and granted us the new school. So actually within Mojave Valley Elementary we have 4 schools now
The
online. So it's an official online school.
Okay. It has a principal?
Yes. Mr. Patrick Turco is our director of the AOI.
You betcha. All right, good. Okay, good deal. But the real reason you're here is you have a bond issue.
Override. I wish a bond issue as well, but just an override right now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And explain the difference between the two.
So bond is more, many moons ago we had passed a bond and we built schools. So that's a lot of brick and mortar. It's capital items. It's improving infrastructure, whereas override is our M&O, which is our maintenance and operation budget, which then goes directly. This override is strictly for teachers. It's a continuation. So we're not adding a new tax, because I know that's a bad word around these parts. So we're not adding, we're looking to continue the override so that it helps our teachers, our certified staff. It does not go to administration. That seems to be a sticking point. So I want to put that out.
Nobody wants to give you more money.
That's right. Nobody wants, and I'm with them. So that money is earmarked and dedicated to teacher salaries so that we can attract and retain teachers within Mojave Valley to make sure our kids are taken.
So there's currently an override and it sunsets this year. Is that it?
It actually starts to sunset next year, goes down the third, because it'll be in its sixth year, seventh year, goes down a third, and then it disappears. It sunsets. So we're trying to get in front of that. We're allowed to go out and re-ask for the continuation piece. So it's so this is our opportunity to continue on with
it. You know, Sean Hammond, who's the general manager of the Aquarius in Edgewater, was in our Kiwanis Club yesterday morning, and they're short about 300 employees between the two buildings, between the two casinos. And I know, I mean, it's getting harder and harder to find police officers. It's getting harder and harder to find firefighters, employees in casinos. teachers are the same, right?
Absolutely. When you think about a highly qualified teacher in our classrooms, we've been fortunate with the past superintendent, with Whitney Crow, and the board and the community being on board with the override. It has provided for us very limited turnover when it comes to high qualified professionals in classrooms. The override's about 20% of the salary. So if you think about that, Larry, if it begins to sunset, and as we're seeing inflation go up, and I have to go to teachers and say 20% reduction in salary based upon no override,
wow,
that could be a complication.
Yes, you're going to lose 20% of your pay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So, and part of this is because your area, your district, your tax base hasn't really grown and developed to bring you additional revenue in through the tax system, right?
That is true, but really it's the general fund, Larry. When you look at the state, 80% of students attending districts are on an override. When you look at the state budget and the general fund, it just doesn't afford what schools need to operate at a minimum level. So really what the state has done is they've put the burden on local taxpayers when it comes to overrides and bonds. So it's not even so much the development as it is the funding formula coming out of the legislature.
So would you say that 5-6 years ago, the district received more state money than they do today?
I would say that's an interesting question. I would say that funding has changed from district additional assistance to capital improvement monies, and it's changed, but it really has not increased. It has not kept up with inflation. There's been many court battles that have been going on. I think there's a lot of gears in motion. The problem is, at the end of the day, is we got, in order for us to impact our vision, which is student-focused, future-driven, we got to have the right people in the classrooms and to be able to pay them appropriately. With the override, we have been able to do that, and our turnover has been small. Now, when you talked about economic impact in our area, we're up 200 kids this year, which has been a great problem to have. Now it's more of hiring teachers to make sure our class sizes are down and being able to take care of the needs of kids. So we've been able to do that, but we do have currently a couple positions open that we're seeking those highly qualified people.
So in your district, what are you seeing for a classroom size, roughly?
Right now, if you look at our junior high, you're probably looking at 28 to 30.
Okay.
At our 3 through 5, we're right in that 25 to 28. And then our K-2, it's a little bit smaller. We've doubled our preschool this year in hopes of really gaining that entry point. So we're really taking a look at the K-8 system altogether.
Okay. So in the classroom sizes in all those.
Absolutely.
Would you want to keep them down to around 25?
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we know that if we've got a teacher and an aide that can provide services for classrooms of 25, even to 30, then 2-to-1 would be amazing. Right now, you know, that's the fear, is we look at this override, and I can't tell you how to vote because I'm the superintendent, but I can tell you the facts, and the facts are if the override were to sunset, you know, we've got some serious challenges in front of us.
Yeah. So, and this just pertains to voters in the elementary district, right?
Correct, within our boundaries.
So it's not in Bullhead, but you're in Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. You're in the Mojave Valley Elementary
District.
I think it's
a great point, Larry, because as people are getting their tax bills, they're seeing education, and then there's WAVE, and then there's CRUSHED, and then there's MVESD, and we're separate. So we're not the field house. We're Mojave Valley Elementary School District, which have dedicated monies that exactly how the voters have asked for that to happen. So again, continuation, not asking for more.
Right.
When you think about continuation, we're looking at about $4.50 per month on a house, on the average house within our boundaries, which is about $117,000. So you look at basically a cup of coffee a month to support, and what does it mean to us? It means about $1 million. So that $4.50 translates to the override of about $1 million a year, which is a 15% capacity, overcapacity of what our current budget is. So it's significant. It's not like it goes away and I can backfill it.
You can't. There's no money to backfill.
That's right.
Wow. All right, let's take our first break here. And this is the time for you to call in, 702-298-1063. If you want to win a $25 gift card for Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City, you want to eat today for free, give me a call, 702-298-1063. We're going to come right back and chat more with Cole. That's the same number you can call in and ask questions about the override if you have questions. He's here for another 9 minutes. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of Eastwest Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at Eastwest Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
How well is your credit processor treating you? Merchants who partner with Spot on Transact save nearly a mortgage payment annually. They enjoy local representation with best-in-class customer service. Industry low rates, no contracts, state-of-the-art hardware accepting Google and Apple Pay. And now, with the acquisition of Appetize LLC, Spot on serves hundreds of pro ballparks, concert venues, colleges, and universities, and are ready to assist you with your enterprise business. Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784, or T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Don't start yet. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We had a winner, Brenda, and Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In right here in the mall, faces out to Casino Drive. We have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, WarmC has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, don't forget, they have the huge hospital on Silver Creek Road, and with an ER and everything's sanitized. You can go into any of these facilities if you don't feel well. Or if you have questions, you call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll transfer you to whoever you need to talk to. Very good. All right. Farm Bureau Financial Services. If you think you might be paying a little bit too much for your insurance, why don't you sit down with a professional? Show them your policies and say, hey, am I paying too much here? Look at this. Here's my life insurance. Here's my auto insurance, my home insurance, my commercial insurance. And then I have this ranch up in the Wallapies, and I have this over here. And let them look at your policies, and maybe they can combine them, and all of a sudden you're saving 40, 50, 60 bucks a month. That's a good deal, huh? Call 763-8464. Make an appointment. Go in and see Greg or Stephanie, and one of the two of them can sit down with you and take good care of you. Also, we're brought to you by Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally owned and operated with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month, and funding is available the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay, and Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, Needles, Laughlin, and even Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien at 706-928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? You got to change that too. So take it to ATCO. And speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and complete auto repair and complete transmission services. ATCO. Call 444-1244 or stop by there on the top of the hill behind Alta Vista behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. All right, we're back in the studio. We've got 4 minutes left. So the override, when do they vote for this?
It's out right now, actually.
Oh, it's a mail vote?
Yep, it's mail-in ballot. So mail-in ballots have to be back by the 25th in order to get processed in time for the 2nd in order to count them up. And so really we've been saying, you know, go ahead and mark it, mail it. Those are the three things we really want to get that out there.
25th, that's Monday.
Yeah, I know.
You should have seen the eyes light up.
I know.
Yeah, so you're a little worried.
I don't know that I'm worried. I'm just hoping that people understand the gravity of just the funding cut that would happen if that were not to pass, and how we, our goal is to take care of every kid and meet them where they're at, and to have 5 years of funding with the override and the blessing of the community, and to be able to continue that would just help us support the kids that are out there.
And it's not as if you can trim someplace else and move things around. I mean, you can't sell off a bus.
No,
because
that's a one-time funding. We could sell off a bus, but then people would be mad about that. But
right.
It would only last for a year. So the continuation override really helps us when it comes to building it in systemically into the salary schedule. So
okay.
It's that's important. That 20%, that's a tough conversation to have when milk's going up in the store and gasoline's high, and now you're saying 20%, I gotta take it back and I can't replace it.
Wow, okay. And I see you've got signs up in the valley saying vote yes. And you're here to you cannot tell people to vote yes.
I cannot tell them.
But he would appreciate it if you didn't vote no. So where do people call if they have questions about this?
They can call right to our district office. So that is 768-2507.
Okay.
And you can get a hold of me. You can ask for Cole Young. I'd be happy to speak with you. I'm not untouchable. You can reach out if you want to have a conversation. Even if you're a con, if you're against it and you have questions, please call me. I'd love to have a robust conversation with you in regards to how it affects. And, I honor where you're at, but ask the questions if you're not sure.
There you go.
Let me help.
There you go. Okay. Call Cole. Talk to him. Make an appointment. Go by and see him.
Yeah.
He's got a nice big office.
I would love to see you.
So I haven't been in your office. Do you have your TV still across from your desk?
I have one TV that's up on the wall.
That's your computer, right?
No, that was Mr. Crow did that. I still have my I like the monitor. I like to be up close.
He had the big TV
as
his monitor across from his desk up on the wall. It was like a 60-inch monitor. I'm like going.
But he bought those personally, so he took them with him on retirement. So.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. Took them.
As I said to him, I said, what, are you blind or what? So he took it with him.
But he bought them.
Yeah.
He bought them out of his personal
okay.
monies. It wasn't public.
A luxury to be the superintendent and have it in your office.
That was nice. It was a nice setup.
Yeah, I know. I was in there and I'd go, what? He'd be looking at the wall and I'd walk in and realize there's a TV up there. It's his monitor for his computer up on the wall. So that's like Toby Cotter, our city manager. He has a stand-up computer.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have a chair at his desk. He likes to stand.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. He likes to stand. And
absolutely.
So he has a stand-up desk and stand-up computer, but. Everyone's different.
Absolutely. So.
All right, Cole, give that number one more time.
Okay, so we're going to say mark it, sign it, send it. And if you have questions, 768-2507, call me.
All
Cole.
Right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Have
thanks, Larry.
Have a super day. Good luck. Call us after the vote and let us know how it went.
Deal.
All right.
Until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Want to remind you that Paul Lavoie's up after the top of the hour with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. He's going to be talking the Power Hour. You know, he's going to be talking real estate, and then the man himself, Chad Hansen, will be in the studio to talk So check that out at the top of the hour. Jim Russell's taking the day off. Yeah, he's got a vacation day or something. I don't know. Stick around.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and we're right here in our little studio. And I want to tell you about our sponsors, Barbarita Realty Consultants. That's a mouthful. Kevin Barbarita himself has over 35 years of experience right here in Laughlin. First-time buyers, no problem. He'll handle you with kit gloves. Foreclosures, not a problem. Home sellers, come right on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also not a problem. Plus property management, senior community, short sales and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, call 702-420-9321. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building as required for COVID, which right now is twice a week. And I went in there to visit Kristen, and I had to be tested to go in the building. So, I mean, they're serious about this. That's our government that puts all these regulations on them, but that's probably a good thing for those type of facilities. Legacy services, well, they include physical therapists, they have occupational therapists, and they have speech therapists. And it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. They can test you and you can go in too. It's that simple. All right. Looking at my phone. Okay. Also, we're brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Is your home or your office at the right temperature you want, whether it be 78, 82, 69, whatever you like your temperature? It's not quite where you want it. Well, you pick up the phone and call 758-2400. Tell them, come fix my system here. It's not great. It's my thermostat, or it's my air conditioner, or my swamp cooler, or my furnace, or my heat pumps, whatever you might have. If it's not working the way you want it to, 758-2400. In California, in Kingman, and in Bullhead City, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Barron Services, experts in pools. They design, install, and do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solution, residential and commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. And that's the big part right there. Call for a scheduled treatment. 758-5499. 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new restaurant in the Riverview Mall. And he's supposed to be here, and Eric is not showing up. So, let's talk a little bit about ProFit Kitchen. If you have not been there in the Riverview Mall, you're going to walk in and see a huge menu up on the wall. And it's all fresh, and it's all delicious, and it's all healthy food for you. That's the way he does it. He's got healthy breakfasts, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners. And then he's got this meal prep solution. This is where you go in and you take a little sheet of paper there, and it's got the menu on it. And you go, oh, check this. I want that. I want that. I want that. And you hand it to them. They ring it up. While they're ringing it up, somebody in the back room is making it for you. And they put it in a nice little fresh plastic container, and you take it to work, and there's your lunch. You didn't have to go through a drive-thru. You can even go in on Monday and order them for the whole week and stop by every morning. Have them ready to go. Yeah. Is that cool or what? It's a healthy lunch, and it's fresh, and it's good for you. That's the best part. No calories. No. Well, there's calories, but there's no... I wish Eric was here. He could tell you all about it. That's his thing. So he's also got nitro coffees. He's got organic teas. Protein shakes. Everybody goes to the gym over there, you know. Either you go to the gym right there in the center or the one right down the highway, and then they go up there and get a protein shake afterwards. Oh, gosh. Yeah. My wife gets one when she goes to CVS. Yeah. Oh, those. By the way, those protein, those meal prep solutions, they start at $8. You pay that much now for a Big Mac and fries. Oh, stop by ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Check out his entire menu if you want to. ProFit Kitchen, spell it right, KITCHIN.com. And by the way, if you can cook, Eric would love to talk to you. Stop by and see him. They open every day at 7 a.m., except on the weekends, they open at 9. All right, like I said, Eric was supposed to be here, and maybe he's cooking. I don't know. He's not even answering my text, so he must be busy. All right, I want to remind you, yesterday we had Kim Coolin here with the senior campus, Bullhead City, and she was talking about the cookbook, and she was talking about some of the things that they've got going on. And I just want to remind people, you can call her at 763-0193. And the Senior Nutrition Center has stuff going on every day. They got a computer set up in there. You can go in there and you can contact your family. If you need to go in for breakfast or lunch, you can do that. They also operate the Meals on Wheels. Call Kim Cool at 763-0193. And she can tell you all about it. And you might find that it's a new hangout for you. You know, if you're a senior and you're lonely, or you don't have the ability to cook, or you can't cook, whatever the case may be, go in there and talk to Kim Cool, and she'll take good care of you. A couple other things. Coming up, let's talk about community calendar, because there's so much going on. Well, they've got the street drags kicking off in 2 days in Kingman. Yes. And they have three great days of fun. Check out their Facebook page. And they race. This is the funny part. They race from Kingman Police Department to the DPS office. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess you involve those two agencies when you race from one to the other. But you heard the captain in here yesterday saying we give him a pass. And so check out the Kingman. In fact, I believe check it all out. You can also find it on the Kingman Chamber of Commerce website. All right, there is an after. Got to talk about the Walk Away from Drugs in Kingman. Three different routes for you to take. It kicks off at 5:45, and you all end up at the same park. And they have hot dogs being cooked for you that are free. Hello, they're free. So questions, you call Kingman Police Department 753-2191 to participate tonight. That's in Kingman, a walk away from drugs. They do theirs just a little bit earlier than Bullhead City because of the simple fact that in two more weeks when they do it in Bullhead, it's a little cold in Kingman to be out walking. So, The Wall That Heals arrived at Mojave High School yesterday. They are putting it up today, and they're going to open it at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It will be open for 24 hours through Sunday. If you want to come see it, come see it. It's right there, the high school. And if you have questions or you need to know anything about 758-3961, that's the Mojave High School. But Dave Lipinski was in here a couple weeks ago talking about it. He was also at Michael Wanis Club talking about it. It's going to be a great deal. It's going to be set up today and then open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. How cool is that? Yeah. So go see the Wall That Heals. It cost them a lot of money to get it here. Did a lot of donations for it. Our Kiwanis Club, we gave them $500. But they got a lot of money and a lot of donations to bring it here. So they used a bunch of motorcycle riders yesterday to escort it in town to the high school. It was really cool. Nice little celebration. And like I said, it's going to be here till Sunday. So starting, and you can come late at night if you work in a casino and you get off at 2 in the morning or something, you can go right then. So, or you're an early riser, you get up at 4 or 5 in the morning, get up and go. There's going to be people there to escort you and take you out to it. And the lights will be on the field and everything. So, there is an after-hour mixer tomorrow night in Kingman. This is at Kingman Lewis Park. Yes, this is outdoors. How cool is that? And it's being hosted by a Hyundai dealer, and it's all being put on by the 66 Drags, Route 66 Drags. 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow night. If you got questions, call the Kingman Chamber of Commerce at, why did I put that in there? 753-6253. 753-6253. All right. And we talked about the wall. We're already going to start with Halloween carnivals this Friday night. We were just with the Mojave Valley Fire School District. This is at the Mojave Valley Fire Department. They have a Halloween carnival this Friday night from 5 to 8. So check that out if you live in the valley or you got young kids. You just want to take them down there to the fire department and see fire trucks do and participate in the carnival. Any questions, call 768-9113. That puts you right into the Mojave Valley Fire Department. Okay, the drags again. They take off on Friday the 22nd through Sunday, and they're going to be up and down Stockton Hill. So check that out. Andy Devine, and have a great time. Again, if you got questions, call the Kingman Chamber, 753-6253. There is a Shop with a Cop Spooktacular on Friday evening. This is put on at the Chaparral Racquetball Club by the Bullhead City Police Department and Lori Duggins and all her friends there. Kicks off at 5:30 if you want to go and have a great time, and all your money goes to Shop with a Cop. And we'll have her in again talking about that, about Shop with a Cop, but as we get closer to Christmas. But any questions, call Lori at 763-9200. And this weekend is the Corn Fest in Bullhead City. We had Clay on the other day talking about it. Kicks off Friday at 5 o'clock. I will be there selling hot dogs and cotton candy in our Kiwanis booth. We have two cotton candy machines this year, so we're going to have plenty of cotton candy rolling out there for everybody. And good hot dogs from Wiener Schnitzel. And there's going to be live bands. I believe Paul Lavoie is going to be there banging on the drums. Yes, his band is playing. Questions, you can call Totally Awesome Printing because anybody there can tell you all about it. Or best thing to do is go to the Cornfest Facebook page. I think it's Cornfest BHC. And check that out. There's a fall craft fair in Kingman on Saturday at 1776 Airway. And questions, I don't have a phone number for you, but it's 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock, 35 vendors. It's sold out. So it's going to be fun. Check that out in Kingman, the fall craft fair. Also in Bullhead City on Saturday night, a wine fundraiser. It's Wagon Wine for Saint, Saving Animals in Needs Together. And it's at the Vista del Sol up on the parkway. Questions, you can call Saint at 928-985-0663 or just show up. It's from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Vista del Sol in Bullhead City. Saturday, Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City Police Departments are all participating with our Drug Enforcement Take Back Day. This is a time for you to get rid of old prescriptions. Prescriptions you don't take anymore, or pills that you don't take anymore. They don't want liquids. You get cough medicine, you know, they don't want that. You can place that. Okay, but if you have pills that you are no longer taking, or you have someone in your family that maybe passed away and you still have all their scripts, here's a chance to get rid of them. You can take them to the Take Back Day at all three police departments in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu. It happens this Saturday, and it's 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. So all those police departments are participating. I'm not sure about Laughlin, and I'm not sure about Needles, but in Arizona, and I say Arizona because I think almost every police department in Arizona is doing this. So if you have friends and relatives in other communities, you can tell them, get rid of those drugs, take them to the Take Back Day from 10 to 2 on Saturday. Saturday night is the Laughlin Community Achievement Awards, and they're going to be hosted at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yes, and you can watch them on the Bullhead B channel. You can watch them live. Saturday night, also, Mr. Toby Keith is over here in Laughlin at the Laughlin Event Center at 8 o'clock. You want tickets, you call the Aquarius at 702-298-5111. And then next week in Bullhead City and in Lake Havasu is the Walk Away from Drugs on the 27th, Wednesday night in Bullhead City. Well, I'm going to be there. Our Kiwanis Club is going to walk. We got a banner made for it and everything. And that kicks off at 5 o'clock in Bullhead City at Ken Fovard Park on Train Road, right next to the Senior Center. In Lake Havasu, it's at McCulloch Park. Kicks off at 5:30 in Bullhead City. You have questions about it, call Lori Duggins at 763-9200. In Lake Havasu, call Jennifer Rodriguez at 928-505-3317 in Havasu, and she'll take care of that for you. There's a Kingman Morning Mixer. If you like a morning mixer, you want to get up early on the 28th, it's at Moore MD, and that's at 2403 Stockton Hill Road in Kingman, 7:30 in the morning till 8:30. Questions, call the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, 753-6253. And then there is a Trunk or Treat Halloween Extravaganza at the Desert Star Academy on the 28th. That's at 5:30. Any questions, call Chris Barton at 928-770-4523. All right, let us take a break. We're going to come back and just give you some more things that are going on around our communities. Don't forget, Mr. Paul Avoy is up next. I do want to remind you, now's the time to call in again and get your $25 gift card from Perkins. Give me a call, 702-298-1063, and we'll be more than happy to take good care of you. We'll be right back.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm sorry that Eric didn't get in today to talk to you a little bit more in detail about the ProFit Kitchen, but I got to tell you this, if you've heard him on the air before, he takes pride in everything that he does in there. He's actually looking at maybe more locations throughout Mojave County, and he wants to grow a little bit because it seems like people are into healthy food. You know, people want to get a healthy lunch and a healthy breakfast. And those business people that, you know, maybe have to run through a drive-thru once in a while, now you have an opportunity to get a nice healthy lunch and take it to work with you and have it and save yourself some time. So check out ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com for his whole menu. I do want to mention that we're brought to you by each and every day by East West Financial Services. Retirement and estate planning can be very complicated. However, East West Financial, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. There's several different plans. Locally owned for over 20 years, call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every day. Most, they live in different areas, you know. They don't all leave Kingman and spread out. They start in their towns. And they're available by just a phone call, 718-9444. You don't want to play with electricity. You can get, you know, shocked or electrocuted. End up in the hospital. You don't want that either. So don't mess with electricity. If you want an extra outlet, if you've got a light that's not working, you've changed the bulb and it's still not working, call 718-9444. Find out what's going on. They're available 24/7 throughout Mojave County. They can take care of all your residential issues, your commercial businesses issues too also. Hello. And new construction and Highline Power. All right. Give them a call. 718-9444. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got four great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs? Yeah, four now. We have the ice cream stores open. Yeah. And you can, when you walk by it, you can see the Oreo cookie. Because there's cookies sticking out of the top of the ice cream. Yeah. Looks so good. So we got four great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, clothing store, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's. You're going to want a warm Pendleton here in just a few weeks. Yeah. Shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and the thrift store. And I think the thrift store is still closed right now, but it's going to open real soon. On the front of the building, well, let's see, facing Casino Drive, we have a pet daycare. We've talked about the medical clinic that's owned by Warm C. That faces the Casino Drive. Dollar store, nail salon, and a bar, and more. And no, you wouldn't hear rumors that they're going to tear this mall down. That's just it. They're rumors. Not true. Not happening. No. So it's going to be here for a long time. So don't believe those. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? If you do, you want a co-op connection card. They're free. You just stop by their offices to pick it up. It attaches to your keychain, and boom, there you go. So pick one up at their offices, and you save money all over town. Nikki's Creative Photos, Photo Creations, she saves you money. PC Nerds, Mattress Land, Office Express, Pioneer Casino, yes. Rim Country Rock and Yard. Riverside Lanes, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory upstairs. You can save money there. River Rock Promotions, you can save money out there with Jeff Gift. Ron's Tire and Auto, two locations, Kingman, Fort Mojave, you can save money there. Silly Cactus T-shirts, Stout Wellness, just some of the places. The Hut? Yeah, I love The Hut. I love their egg salad sandwich. It's so good. I get it on the weekends. Yeah, but you can too, and you can save money. Go by the offices on Hancock Road and pick up your free Co-op Connection card. Attach it to your keychain and just show it everywhere you go, and they knock off 5%, 10%, whatever it may be. Hey, we were talking about the Corn Fest a little while ago. If you're going to be going, pick up a Mojave Daily News. There's a little guide in there. It gives you the layout, tells you all the band schedule, tells you everything that's going on, where the vendors are. They're going to have a kid zone. They're going to have a teen zone. Because, you know, six-year-olds don't want to hang out with teenagers, and teenagers don't want to be seen with a six-year-old. So they got two different areas, and they can hang out in each area, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Then there's the haunted house. Wow. Yesterday they covered the outside because they've been in there building it. The Academy of Building Industries, they put it all together for them and built it the other day. And then they dropped down all the walls on the tent, and during the day, they let kids go through, the small kids, because there's sun that comes in and it's not real spooky. But at night, and the lights go out, yes, it's real spooky. And you pay $5 to get in there and you have a fun time. You pay more than that if you go like to an amusement park, but here it's only $5 donation to the Kiwanis Club. And you go through the spook house, and I hear it's pretty spooky. So I'm going to know more afterwards because I have a friend who's working inside of it. They won't tell me what they're doing, but then afterwards she said, I'll tell you all about it when we're done. So check out the Corn Fest this weekend. And like I said, there's a guide to the Corn Fest and a map and all that in the Mojave Daily News today. I do want to remind you, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Mojave County elections. We have Alan and Christy coming in. The elections director and the county recorder are going to be here to talk about elections. Why do our elections work in Mojave County? How come our board of supervisors weren't screaming, audit, audit, audit? How come? Because it works. How does it work? Let's find out tomorrow. That's here on Speak Out 2.0, kicking off at 10 o'clock. They'll both be here. And we'll talk with them. And then Friday we have Ava Smith coming in to talk about the Monthly Educator Teacher Award. And then also Karen Morris is coming by on Friday. She's going to be here and talk to us a little bit about breast cancer and cancer awareness for Cancer Month. And she'll update us on what's going on with We Care Cancer Support, which is a great group. And let's see, I do want to tell you a couple things going on around our community also. There's a Kingman, where do I want to go? Oh, we were talking about the haunted house in the, inside the, and it doesn't cost anything to get into the Corn Fest, but it's inside the Corn Fest, and that is going to be open all next week. And then even through Halloween, they do a trunk or treat there. It's huge, 50, 60 cars. So that is the 31st. It's the Kiwanis annual trunk or treat, 5:30 to 8:30. And they'll have costume contest, and Loki's playing music, and they got the haunted house and games and candy. And there's also a trunk or treat at Mojave Community College on Saturday night, the 30th. Grace Heck's putting that on with Make Bullhead Better. You can go to MakeBullheadBetter.com and find out more. It's from 6:30 to 9:30. Laughlin has a trunk or treat also. That is 3030 Needles Highway at Renaissance Realty on the 30th from 5:30 to 8. Yes. And so if you want to get involved with that, check that out. Okay, this is just about going to can it for the tune. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie's up next. Play some more music. Come on, do it. Let's go. There we go. All right, Jim Russell's taking the day off. I don't know how that happened. Paul will be there. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Same place, same time.
You should have seen my look in my eyes, baby. There was something.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.